Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Illyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. There's nothing that'll cut down a conversation, but I was reminded of one the other day, and I'm darned if it still isn't true. The three fastest means of communication are now and always will be the telephone, the telegraph, and the telewoman.
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again tonight, transcribed, another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Will's friend, Doc Clemens. You know, I always get a kick out of it when I hear folks refer to small towns as peaceful little places. Sure, they're peaceful, till they're not. And when they're not, just about everybody has a box seat for the fireworks. Now, Elyria's not a very big town, but it's sure a lot bigger than Eudora, which lies to the west about 20 miles. I used to look on Eudora as a peaceful little community, but I never will again. Not after what went on last week. I guess Maggie Button's really the one who was responsible for changing everybody's mind about peaceful little Eudora. It all started when she said...
Will Rogers, if you don't do something about it, I'm going out to Eudora and talk to Leah Centney myself.
Is this the week Walker's takes a three-column ad or the spread at the bottom of the page?
This is the week I go right through the roof.
Now, what's the matter, Maggie?
Oh, listen to this. Last Sunday, the Clarence Centneys entertained at a family picnic. Present were Ralph and Eula Centney, Fillmore and Fanny Centney, Eunice Centney Beasley, and Thad, the Clarence Centney Juniors with Theodore, Helen, and little Margaret, and Leah Centney.
Uh-huh. Did Leah's column come in?
Item two. The maple trees are turning on the Ralph Centney farm, according to Eula Centney, who plans to press the prettiest ones in books again this year.
I guess Eula's got more maple leaves pressed in books than any other woman in the country.
Item three concerns the new teeth little Margaret Centney has cut. Item four reports that Leah Centney baked all day Monday, despite the heat. Item five says Fillmore Centney drove past the Fletcher farm on the Reedville Road and noticed that Will Fletcher's fall planting was in and that Will seemed to have a lot of visitors.
Sounds like Eudora notes are shorter than usual this week. Well, we can always use some filler.
Will, didn't you hear any of it?
Yeah, I think I heard all of it.
And all you can say is that Eudora notes are shorter than usual this week?
What do you want me to say?
I beg, I implore you to say that you'll pick up the phone right now and call Leah and give her...
Maggie?
Well, I mean it. All in the world the Gazette readers ever know about the whole community of Eudora is which Centneys did what with which other Centney.
Well, they're a very active family, the Centneys. Sociable as any one family I ever saw.
Well, there must be 20 other families in Eudora, and it wouldn't surprise me if they took dinner with one another now and again.
Yeah, Leah does confine her column pretty well to her own family doings.
Oh.
I'll have to give you that.
Well, thanks very much. Now, are you going to call Leah and give her...
Maggie, no. Maybe I am one of these times. But right now, if it's all the same to you, I think I'll keep right on with the layout of this week's Gazette.
Yes, Mr. Rogers. And forgive the interruption, Mr. Rogers. While you're at it, you can pardon my interest in the paper, too.
Now, Maggie...
And I'd like to buy an ad on page one of the Gazette to say, quote, "You make me sick, Mr. Rogers."
Well, how big an ad do you want to buy, Maggie?
Oh, you. Well, you do make me sick, Mr. Rogers.
Well, as it stands now, if you're still interested in buying that ad, looks like you can have most of page one, because I think we're going to be hard put to fill it up with news.
Oh, we can always put Leah's column there.
We may have to. We could do worse.
We could not.
Now, Maggie, we've been all through this thing before lots of times. Country newspapers darn near never roll hot off the presses with the latest news. Anyway, not what city dailies would call news. We're just not really equipped to handle any big news if it did happen.
I'm not even equipped to handle Leah Centney's social notes anymore. They're not news by anybody's definition.
Yes, they are, Maggie. Now, they're news because they contain the names of people.
Oh,
now,
well,
I know what you're fixing to say, so just save your breath. Leah's gone overboard in the last few months and reporting only the doings of her own family. Now, that's true. But she's written Eudora notes for the Gazette for the last 20 years now. I'm not going to hop down her throat till I have a real good chance to talk to her.
Okay. It's your paper. I'm going to the post office.
Oh, Maggie.
Yeah?
That'll be about $30, I guess.
What are you talking about?
The page one ad. You make me sick, Mr. Rogers.
I'll take two.
Morning, Will.
Oh, hi, Doc. When did you get back?
Oh, about an hour ago. Long enough to take a shower and wash the big city off of me.
Understand it's been hot in the city.
Hot? I was panting like a lizard. Where's Maggie?
Gone to the post office. Ought to be back before long.
Oh. Well, I thought maybe one of you'd like to ride out to Eudora with me. I got to be there this afternoon.
It's just not wise to mention Eudora around here today, Doc.
Huh?
Maggie and I have been having a go-round about Leah Centney's column this week.
I saw Leah the other night at the meeting. It's her great pride being Eudora correspondent, as she calls it, for the Gazette. I'll see her today. Anything I can tell her?
No, I'll have to talk to her. Is Leah sick?
Oh, fit as a fiddle. Why?
Well, I thought maybe that's why you were going to Eudora.
Oh, no, no. I'm going to clinic meeting there.
Clinic meeting?
Well, I just suppose Leah had told you. They don't have any doctors in Eudora proper, you know, so a couple of men from the city, three or four of us from close by, are figuring to establish a visiting clinic out there. Each doctor planned to be in Eudora a set day each week. Kind of a new idea around here, but it has merit, I think.
Did you say Leah was at the meeting when this was discussed?
Oh, big as life. Had more to say about it than anybody there. I guess she didn't mention any of this to you, huh?
Didn't happen to mention it at all.
That's funny. She took it awful big, served pie and coffee to one and all, and like I said, led a very lively discussion during the entire evening.
She should have called me about that, or at least mentioned it in her column. Oh, Maggie's right. I've got to have a chat with Leah.
You're welcome to ride out with me if you're inclined.
I'm inclined, but I got work to do here first, Doc. Say, I wonder when you get back if you'd stop by and let me know how this clinic business works out, will you?
Oh, sure. Glad to, Will. I gather you'd appreciate it if I didn't mention any of this to Maggie, should I happen to run into her.
I count that a real favor.
All right, my lips are sealed. I'll see you when I get back, Will.
You bet, Doc.
Did you hear me? Wait.
Why, it's Maggie, isn't it?
Well, of course it's Maggie. When'd you get back from the city?
Well, now I guess there's no harm in telling you that. I got back a little over an hour ago.
You have any fun?
I don't think that's a loaded question either. Yes, I had a little fun.
You're not talking just straight, Doc. You feel all right?
Yes.
Have you seen Will?
No comment.
No comment? You've either seen him or you haven't.
That's right.
Doc, for heaven's sake.
Maggie, I'm in a hurry, a great big hurry.
All right.
Now, there's no sense asking me where I'm rushing off to. I don't have to say.
That's right, you don't have to say.
So there's no need pressing me for details. There are some things a man just doesn't have to comment on if he isn't of a mind, and I am not of a mind.
Doc.
Yes, Maggie?
Bye.
Now, what do you mean by that?
No comment.
Maggie Button, don't you dare tell Will anything I've said.
My lips are sealed.
Hi, Maggie. I said, hi, Maggie. Well, what's wrong, Maggie?
My lips are sealed.
How come?
I don't know. Some kind of game Doc and I are playing. Paper says it got awful hot in the city. I believe it must have affected Doc. Did he act strange when you saw him?
When I saw him?
Uh-oh. You're playing the game with us, aren't you?
No comment.
Dandy. Oh, evening edition from the city.
Oh, you go ahead and read it, Maggie. I want to stick with this editorial a while. You can read me anything of interest you run across. It won't bother me.
Well, they broke the heat record for the fifth straight day in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Weatherman says no relief in sight.
That's too bad.
Huh. President's elbow is better. He didn't favor it once during his golf game yesterday.
That's good.
Senate hearing on taxes. One tax expert says if they lower taxes, it'll wreck the economy. Another one says if they don't lower taxes, it'll wreck the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
What'd you find? Another tax expert saying if we didn't raise taxes, it'd wreck the economy?
Well, listen to this. Fire, alleged to be the work of arsonists, swept through two buildings and threatened a number of residences in this upstate community last night. Volunteer firefighters...
What upstate community?
At the risk of opening an old wound, the dateline is Eudora.
Let me see that. Thanks. Volunteer firefighters, armed with buckets and garden hoses, brought the blaze under control by the early hours of morning. Three high school youths arrested near the scene of the fire were detained in custody by Constable Elmore Gray. No estimate has yet been placed on the extent of the damage.
She's a real news hound, that Leah.
Well, now, Maggie, this happened last night after a column had been mailed. But, well, I guess she could have called it in to me.
Well, what's it going to take to get you to talk to Leah?
I'll get it, Maggie. Elyria Weekly Gazette.
Well, this is Wilson in the city, Will.
Oh, yeah. How's everything with the United Press?
Fine, Will, fine. Well, we can use your help again. You're not far from Eudora, are you?
About 20 miles. Why?
How'd you like to drive over there for us?
I'd better drive over there for somebody before I get into trouble. What's the story?
Oh, some farmer near Eudora may have himself a small fortune in oil. His name is Fletcher, Will Fletcher. Think you can find him?
Sure. I know his place. I'll go right over.
Good, good. You give us all you think it needs. Oh, and if there's anything new on that fire, you give us that, too.
Okay, say there's another story over there, too. I'll see if there's anything in it for you.
What kind of story?
Well, I don't want to go into it now. It's a sort of a medical clinic, a visiting clinic, as I understand it. I'll get the dope and file it with the rest of the stuff.
Fine, Will, fine. We'll appreciate it. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Wilson. That was Wilson at the UP.
Yes, I thought it was.
He says there's oil on the Fletcher farm over near, you know where.
Oil on the Fletcher farm. The fire, the medical clinic you and Doc were afraid to tell me about. Well, Leah sure covers your door like a tent.
I guess I'll drive over there now, Maggie.
Stout fella. Can I do anything for you while you're gone?
One thing, yeah. I'd like to take that page one ad off your hands. I kind of think I ought to buy one myself that says, "You make me sick, Mr. Rogers."
You are listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. We'll return to tonight's story in just a moment, but first, everybody gains, so everybody give. 40 of every 100 families gain directly, all families gain indirectly, from money contributed to the community chests and the United Funds. Almost every worthwhile institution for health and well-being in 1,700 American communities depend on this one annual collection to operate throughout the year. Give the United Way for a better America. And now we continue with the second act of tonight's show.
You're the first newspaper man to show up, Mr. Rogers. All the rest of these folks is from the oil companies, legal folks from all over. I don't know. It all happened so sudden-like.
Well, now, that's what you haven't said yet, Mr. Fletcher. What happened sudden-like?
Well, sir, I finished my planting Monday forenoon. And I come into the house up there to take my lunch. And then after, I started back out to the South 40.
Now you can skip some of the non-essentials, Mr. Fletcher. Just tell me what happened sudden-like.
Well, I'm telling you. I started back out to the South 40. And I can see my tractor just at eye level beyond the hedge, understand?
Uh-huh.
Well, sir, the first minute it's eye level, like I said. Next thing you know, I see it just sort of drop down, easy-like, like it was sitting on quicksand, you know?
Uh-huh.
Now, that gave me quite a start, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Well, sir, I went directly over there to see what had happened. And I know blame well it's not quicksand. I just finished planting that morning, recollect?
Well, what was it then?
Well, sir, I get there and climb through the hedge and figure to step right out onto my field. Only the whole thing is sort of dropped down, easy-like.
40 acres dropped down?
Only about 10, actually, the dropping. But you can see for yourself it's a good 6 feet lower than the rest of the field. That's burying depth, Mr. Rogers.
Just drop down? Well, there must be some kind of earth fault.
I don't give a hang whose fault it is. It's just doggone unhandy to have 10 acres and 40 a long step down. Tractors don't take to sudden drops in elevation that way. None of my horses are jumpers, you know.
Well, I understood you struck oil out there.
Yes, that too.
Well, now, how did that come about?
Well, the same way. The land eased down, the oil eased up. Well, I got a shallow 10-acre lake of oil right there beyond that hedge.
Well, you don't seem very happy about this, Mr. Fletcher. Most folks would count discovering oil to be real good fortune.
That's all right, I guess. Guess it'll come to quite a bit of money. But, of course, it ruins the land for farming, you know. Even supposing I could take the horses or tractor down there to work it, oil just ruins it for farming.
Well, that's one way to look at it, all right.
And I keep saying to myself, Mr. Rogers, if all this was going to happen, why couldn't it happen before I finished planting them 10 acres? Seed comes high these days, Mr. Rogers.
That you, Will?
Oh, hi, Doc.
Well, now, what in tarnation brings you to Eudora?
Or did you just not want to risk riding out here with me?
Well, that was the main reason, naturally. Couple of stories over here, Doc.
Yeah, a couple more Leah missed, I imagine. Oh, you know Porter Harrison, don't you, Will? Porter, this is Will Rogers.
Glad to know you, Rogers.
Hello.
Mr. Harrison here has been bending my ear a little bit about the Gazette, Will. Seems to me you two ought to talk head-on for a bit.
Well, you're a Gazette subscriber, Mr. Harrison. I remember the name on our mailing list.
Oh, sure, sure. I've subscribed to the Gazette for years, even before you took over there, Mr. Rogers. Nice little paper.
Well, thank you. The way Doc introduced you, I thought maybe you were a dissatisfied customer.
Well, I am a little.
How's that, Mr. Harrison?
Well, it's not a big thing, Mr. Rogers. Maybe not even important. But when Doc told me in such surprise that Leah sent me, he'd never mentioned the clinic idea to you, I just said my piece about Leah, that's all.
And it's not just his piece either, Will. Seems like a lot of folks here in Eudora feel pretty much the same way.
Well, now, just how is this you feel?
Well, Leah's all right. No one minds anything about her, or any of the Sentinies, for that matter. But that column of hers you run each week in the Gazette, Eudora Notes, I just feel it ought to be called Sentiny Notes. And that maybe you'd give the rest of us folks over here a column to report the social doings of the rest of the town.
Well, now, that might be one solution, all right. I know what you mean, Mr. Harrison. Matter of fact, when I talk to the constable in a few minutes about the fire and all, well, I mean to drop in on Leah and have a little talk with her. Just tell me this one thing. The folks around here like Leah all right?
Well, it's not a question of like or dislike. Sure, folks like Leah. But it just seems like she might do a better job for the town in her social column. I know my wife and none of the rest of the folks we know don't even figure it's worth giving Leah any bits of news anymore.
I wonder. Of course, supposing Leah'd want to give it up, you don't know anyone that'd take the job, do you, Mr. Harrison?
No. Oh, no. My goodness, like my wife says, nobody'd do that job but Leah. Oh, no.
Well, I just wondered.
Say, Will, I've got all the information for you on the clinic. Looks like we've worked out all the details, probably start in a couple of weeks. Oh, but I can tell you about it when you get back to Elyria.
Give it to Maggie, will you, Doc? I'm going to have my hands full. Besides, you've got her a little worried about you.
Yeah, I know. We had kind of a strange conversation before I came over here. She acted kind of funny. But I never told her what I was up to. I don't believe she suspected a thing.
Oh, I'm sure not.
Say, Mr. Rogers, you being here on a story, like you said, don't know if it's common talk or not, but there's a story out at Will Fletcher's farm. It all happened sudden-like.
What happened sudden-like?
Well, sir, he'd finished his fall planting Monday forenoon. Went up to the house to take lunch. Then after...
Say, Mr. Harrison, I've got to run on. I heard that story. As a matter of fact, I dropped down and saw Mr. Fletcher himself about it. Yeah, that's what he said. That's a direct quote.
Well, give it to me again, then. And slow, Will. I've got it as far as guess it'll come to quite a bit of money. Now, what comes after that?
Let's see now. All right, here it is. Of course, it ruins the land for farming, you know. Even supposing I could take the horses or the tractor down there to work it. Oil just ruins it for farming.
Got it. I don't get it, but I've got it. Anything else?
And a little later on, he said, why couldn't it happen before I finished planting them 10 acres? Seed comes high these days, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, got it. Just like before. That all?
Yeah, I think so. Well, now let's just check. I gave you the state's geologist's views on what took place, and the oil company estimate of the quantity and possible quality of the oil, and... Well, I guess that just about covers it.
Yeah, that checks us out, then, with the word on the medical clinic and the story in the high school suspects being released on the arson charge.
Yeah, that does it.
Sure appreciate your help, Will, and I'll see that your check's in the mail tomorrow.
Glad to help anytime. Goodbye.
Bye, Will.
You're right sure you reversed those charges to the city, Will.
Don't worry, Leah. The United Press will foot the whole bill.
Well, I watch my phone bills right close. They haven't varied more than a few cents one way or the other in years and years. Now you just sit down, Will, and have some lemonade. You must be awful hot and tired.
Kinda, Leah. Kinda. Well, things sure been popping around Eudora the last few days, haven't they?
Oh, 1 week's pretty much like any other, Will. Now, there you are.
Thanks, Leah.
Don't mention it.
Now, Leah, I come by to have a little talk with you.
Well, sip it while it's cool, Will.
Huh?
The lemonade, sip it while it's cool.
Oh, yes, yes.
Kind of good, I think.
Yes, it is. Now then, Leah, well, I've got to come right out and ask. Why didn't you see fit to send in any of the big stories over here in Eudora in the past week?
Don't tell me something's happened I didn't report.
Well, three things come to mind right off, Leah. Now, since last week, Will Fletcher has a lake of oil on his property, and his place is crawling with geologists.
As if I didn't know that.
Did you? Well, then how come you didn't let the Gazette know about it? I had to find it out from the United Press in the city.
Will Rogers, do you read Eudora notes when I send them to you?
Indeed, I do. And there wasn't a single mention...
Indeed there was. Now, you just sit still a minute. Fortunately, I keep a copy of every word I send to you.
Well, now, you just show me where you mentioned about Will Fletcher's place.
All right. Now, let me see. Now, here it is. Mr. Know-It-All. The fifth item, and I quote, Fillmore Centney drove past the Fletcher farm on the Reedville Road and noticed that Will Fletcher's fall planting was in and that Will seemed to have a lot of visitors. There.
Well, now, Leah, don't you think you left out a key fact or two? That's presuming that a lot of visitors means that bunch of geologists from all over.
Of course.
And the minor fact that a rare earth fault had occurred, not to mention a 10-acre lake of oil.
Well, my goodness, Will. Fillmore just drove by. He couldn't pick up all that information just driving by.
No, but you see, my point
Don't
is...
Don't change the subject. Why, you had to drive all the way from Elyria to find out the complete details.
I know I did, but now...
Fillmore just... isn't nosy, you know. Oh, we Centneys aren't ones to pry. I think my little notice covers the situation very nicely. Now then, I believe you had another suggestion or so.
Well, Well, now, how about that medical clinic, Leah? Now, that's a big thing for you, Dora.
I've been to all the meetings. I've worked on every detail of that clinic. Didn't Doc tell you I served pie and coffee at the Monday meeting?
Yes, he did. But I sure didn't see that in your column either.
It's in there, plain as day. Leah Centney baked all day Monday despite the heat.
Leah.
You see? You don't read my little column too closely, Will. Now, I don't mind criticism or helpful suggestions. And I'm the first to admit it when I'm in the wrong. But, well, how long have you been in the newspaper game, Will?
A little over 10 years, all told.
I've been 20.
Well, and after that, I more or less gave up, Maggie. Leah and me, we just weren't talking the same language.
But you did stay on for dinner.
I was too weak to move. She's a better cook than she is a newspaper woman, for all our experience. I tried to make our point about mentioning other families in Eudora and the importance of names in the country newspaper, but I had the feeling she wasn't receiving me.
Well, you tried. I think you made some headway.
What makes you think so?
Well, for one thing, she's already called 3 times this morning with what she persists in calling late bulletins.
Oh, I don't believe it. The way she watches her phone bills.
Oh, you taught her a brand new wrinkle. She's reversed the charges all 3 times.
How about that?
I told her to ease off that we didn't have another edition for a week.
Was there anything important in her late bulletins?
Oh, yes. Little Margaret Centney cut another tooth. Fillmore and Fanny Centney took turns patrolling the Reedville Road by Fletcher's farm, but report nothing new. And, let's see now. Oh, yeah, this week it's the Clarence Centneys Jr. who are having the family picnic.
Oh, and... no. And I must have talked half an hour with my mouth full of dinner about working other names in her column.
Now, don't be too hard on her. She's improving. Her latest bulletin was, and I quote, Leah Centney entertained Will Rogers of Elyria at dinner.
You have just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Tonight's story was written by Kathleen Height and produced and transcribed by Norman McDonald. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear, Jeanette Nolan, John Daner, Lawrence Dobkin, and Vic Perrin. The special music was composed by Renee Garagenk and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Tonight, Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons, takes on the Beautiful Widow murder case. It's a thrilling seesaw battle between ruthless underworld forces and the old investigator as Keene closes in on the facts of death related to one of his most fascinating and dangerous assignments. Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons, tomorrow night on most of these same CBS radio stations. Don't miss him. George Walsh speaking, and remember, Gangbusters go into action Saturday nights on the CBS Radio Network.